Now, wherever I go preaching, and I go quite a lot of places, I'm a bit timid to ask a boy or a girl to read. But I'm not timid here this morning because I've come back home. So I'd like someone to read for me from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26. Any boy or girl got it? Right. Hope you haven't got out of practice in this now. Come on. 1 Corinthians 11, 26. Stick up your hand if you've got it and you can get up and read it. Or maybe pick you out. Caroline, you've got it. I know the look in your face. Up you get and read it for us. There you are. You shouldn't look so wise, you see. I've got you out. All right? Let's read it again. That's right. It's talking about the Lord's Supper, isn't it? I've got one of the dullest object lessons anybody's ever brought to this pulpit. And I'm going to show you. It's very uninteresting. It's very small. It's in this wee poke. And you'll be very disappointed. This is great stuff. You'll be very disappointed when I bring it out. It's a piece of coal. Oh, dear. You can't eat it even, can you? It's black and it's dull and it's small. But I'm going to tell you a story about it. All right? It's a Scottish story, too. Isn't that surprising? Amazing. Scottish story. I thought I'd better bring you back to your normal education. It's very badly lacking. Right. If you had visited a house in a little Scottish glen called Glen O, not Glencoe, but Glen O, up to about 50 or 60 years ago, they would have shown you a piece of coal. They had lots of other things in their house as well. The dishes and tables and chairs and beds and pans and pots. Not going through everything. But they had in their house a little piece of coal. And they would have shown you this piece of coal. And that piece of coal had been kept for a couple of hundred years and maybe more in that house. I don't know where they kept it, in a cupboard. They didn't keep it in the cellar and they certainly never put it on the fire. It was a very, very, very special piece of coal. And when they showed you the piece of coal, they would tell you the story about the coal. And that's the story I'm going to tell you now. I want you to think about it. And I want you to try and remember it. A long time ago, a terrible man came from Antrim to Scotland. Now later, after that, a terrible man came from Scotland to Antrim. But this is a different story. A terrible man came from Antrim to Scotland. He was huge. He was 6'6". And he was fierce. And he had a very, very interesting name. He was called Alistair. Now, don't all be looking at Alistair. It's nothing to do with him. He was called Alistair MacDonald. And he was a very strong, tough man. He was very fierce. You know, boys and girls, he used to go his holidays to an island in Scotland called Colonsay when he was a boy. And he didn't take his bucket and spade. He amused himself by wrestling wild bulls and bringing them to the ground. He was so strong. Everyone was scared stiff of him. He was a great swordsman, and one day he drew his sword and he held it high above his head and he said, "This is the best sword hand in Ireland." And somebody timidly squeaked up and said, "And what's the second best?" And he threw the sword into the air and he caught it with his left hand and he said, "That's it." And nobody said a thing. He was so tough. He went through all the glens in the west of Scotland. And you know, there were people he really hated. I'm sorry if they're here this morning. They're called Campbells. And MacDonalds and Campbells have never really got on very well. That's an understatement. And wherever Alistair went, he killed people who were called Campbells. He stole their cattle. And he fired their houses. Now let me explain that. They lived in houses which were made of stone. But the roof was made of thatch, and the rafters were all made of timber as well. So all that he did was get one of his men to put a torch to the roof, and within a few minutes the roof was completely destroyed. Now this was the winter time, and it left people sitting with just four walls and no roof. So many of them died. It was awful. Well, one day, the chief of Glen O, who was called MacIntyre, heard that Alistair was coming, and you know, they trembled. because he had quite a modern name. They called him the Devastator because he spoiled so many places. And sure enough, before they could do anything, Alistair's men arrived. Got them all out of the house, went into the house, a pair of tongs, took a piece of coal from the fire and put it up on the roof. And the smoke started to rise. Good suspense story, this. And within a few moments, the whole roof would just have been a sea of flames. When suddenly, stop! It was Alistair. He said, take that coal off that roof right away. He said, these people are my friends. They're McIntyres. They're not McDonald's. They're actually related to me. How dare you burn their thatch? And in a few seconds, the coal was whipped down, the fire was smothered, and when Alistair went away, they said, we can't burn this piece of coal. This is a very important piece of coal, because it tells us of the day that our house was saved. So ever after that, they kept a piece of coal. And when people were shown it at first, they said, oh, a piece of coal. But when they heard the story, they said, that's a great story. And that's a very wise thing you're doing, because every time you look at that coal, you remember that your house was almost destroyed. But at the very last minute, it was saved. Now, underneath that cover on the table are very ordinary things. I don't know how much they cost. You'd have to ask Larry Lorimer here. He keeps all the bills in the church. If you have anything to pay, just go to Larry and he'll take your bill. Or perhaps ask Noel Graham. He maybe knows. But I'm quite sure that the bread and the wine on that table don't really cost very much. Like this piece of coal, they're very ordinary. They're not precious. But they tell us of something wonderful. They tell us that we were lost. And then God said, stop! I'm going to send my son to Calvary that you might be saved. And that's why every Sunday, boys and girls, we gather to remember the Lord Jesus. And we take these very ordinary things. Because these very ordinary things, like McIntyre's coal, remind us that we were lost, but Jesus came to save us. Ask your mum and dad about the Lord's table, and if they don't wait to remember him, ask them to do that some Sunday, and you watch as we remember the Lord. It's a very simple thing. There's a verse of a hymn that says, it's only bread, and it's only wine, but to faith the solemn sign of the heavenly and divine, and we give thee thanks, O Lord. So like McIntyre's coal, which is very ordinary, the Lord's Supper is very ordinary, but it tells us of a great Saviour and a great salvation.